6.5 Claims for Relief, Causes of Action. Telling the Plaintiff's Story. A tort is a civil wrong. A contract is a legally binding agreement between parties. Commissions of torts and breaches of contracts constitute most causes of action in civil litigation. The following is an introduction to some basic torts and breaches of contracts that could be the basis of claims, causes of actions, in civil matters. Intentional torts. Defamation, libel, and slander. Damage to a party's reputation, image, or standing in the community. Wrongful imprisonment or false imprisonment. Restriction of an individual's freedom of movement, physically or mentally. Malicious prosecution and abuse of process. Forcing a party to defend him or herself against baseless prosecution. Trespass and nuisance. These are environmental torts. Unwarranted and unauthorized entry onto property or devaluing the enjoyment of property due to the intrusive acts of another. Assault. The imminent fear for one's well-being. Battery. Unauthorized touching of a person. Misrepresentation. Deceit. Deliberately misleading another. Conversion. Unauthorized transfer of money or property. Intentional infliction of emotional distress. Doing mental or psychological harm by act or omission. Negligent torts. Negligence. Establishment of a duty followed by a breach of that duty and an establishment of damages. For compensation to be awarded, it must be established that the negligence was the proximate cause of the damages. Negligence per se. Negligence while violating the law. Wrongful death. Death caused by another's negligence. Contracts. Breach of contract. Failure to fulfill certain written or oral commitments. Bad faith. Entering into an agreement with no intention of fulfilling obligations. Breach of fiduciary duty. Failing to act in the best financial interest of a client when an obligation exists to do so. Exercise. Causes of action. Identify the relevant cause of action in the following. 1. An elderly woman lives in an apartment. It is winter and a portion of the sidewalk has developed a pothole 1 foot deep and 2 by 3 feet long. The management places a piece of plywood over the hole, but when it snows, the wood becomes icy and difficult to walk on. Despite repeated complaints from tenants, nothing is done to repair the sidewalk for 3 months. One morning, the plywood breaks as the woman walks across it. She falls, breaking her ankle. 2. An attorney has agreed to take a divorce case. The client is concerned that the settlement agreement favors his wife. The attorney assures his client that the agreement is fair, and so the client signs the document. However, shortly after the decree is entered, the attorney admits dating his client's wife throughout the divorce.